Hey, Don, have you seen my...
Hey, Yael, what's up?
What's up is that you scared me half to death. What was that on your head?
It's my new gas mask.
Why are you wearing a gas mask in here? We haven't gotten any suspicious envelopes, have we?
No, nothing like that. I was just testing it out.
It makes you look like a giant insect.
Really? Cool.
Anyway, doesn't it come with an oxygen tank?
They're too expensive. This is an air purifying filter system.
How does it purify the air?
See this part that goes over my mouth? First, it has a simple particle filter, basically a cloth with tiny holes to filter out even something as small as a spore of anthrax bacteria. But if you need to breathe in chemically polluted air, a particle filter is no good. That's where the activated charcoal filter comes in.
There's charcoal in there?
Yeah, it's activated by being treated with oxygen to create millions of tiny spaces that absorb different kinds of chemicals like a sponge.
That's it?
Not quite. Since the charcoal filter can't absorb all chemicals, the last filter uses chemical reactions to clean the air. Say I'm breathing in chlorine-saturated air, like soldiers during World War I. The chemical filter reacts with the chlorine to neutralize it and make it harmless.
Sounds like you've got your bases covered. Still...
What?
Let's hope you never have to use it.
Amen to that.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from John Richardson in chemistry. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.